The Independence Day celebration, now in its third year under the Freedom Fire name, will feature the Abbott tribute band Arrival from Sweden, along with musical numbers by the American Festival Chorus and Orchestra and the local group Way Way East Bay, a funk and jazz band made up of USU faculty and staff. Event spokesperson Denise Albiston says tonight's show will also feature patriotic tributes to members of the armed forces, the Boy Scouts of America, and the victims of the recent Arizona wildfire tragedy.
This is truly meant to be a patriotic event. We start with the gates opening at 6 o'clock. We get everybody in. We get you in your seats. At 7 o'clock, we will start the pre-show. And the pre-show includes a local funk band called Way Way East Bay. They are made up of USU music faculty and staff. They're really awesome. They performed down at Summerfest, and they've been around for a number of years. I got to hear them first at Summerfest, and I was pleasantly surprised. I'm as excited for them as I am for even Arrival. So they're going to perform, and then really the patriotism starts right after their performance. We have the Boy Scouts come out and do their flag tribute. We'll have the Color Guard will clearly salute our military and even our current serving military. In the wake of what happened in Arizona with the firefighters, there'll be a special tribute for that as well.
USU's Craig Jessup, famous for his work as former music director of the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, will direct the American Festival Chorus and Orchestra through a mix of patriotic favorites before Arrival sets the stage with the music of ABBA. The night will cap off with fireworks by Cache Valley's own Al Burns of Fireworks West.
At 8 o'clock, we will start with American Festival Chorus and Orchestra, and Dr. Craig Jessup will take the stage, and we will do some patriotic performances then. Arrival will take the stage, and just before the fireworks, then the American Festival Chorus and Orchestra will come back, and they'll do God Bless America, all the favorites. And then about 10:05, we'll have those fireworks.
Albiston says the show inside the stadium is well worth the price of a ticket. Admission starts at $10, and groups of six or more even get a 15% discount. Freedom Fire is a co-production of the Kane College of the Arts and the City of Logan. Since its debut in 2011, attendance has fluctuated, sometimes falling short of expectations. Last year's show went over budget, and in a controversial move, the City of Logan agreed to pay $25,000 more to produce this year's show.
This is a unique event, as we never know. It has fluctuated for the last 3 years that we've tracked it, and it's always a day of event. People show up kind of whenever they want to. If they want to be here for the pre-show, they tend to buy their tickets early. They tend to be here and lined up at 6 o'clock. If they're more interested in the fireworks, then they get here between 8:30, come in and get their seats after things have cooled off. So it's really flexible. It's open. There's going to be plenty of seating. This stadium seats 25,000, but we have capped it at 15,000, so we will not exceed 15,000 seats.
Albiston says tonight's event will entertain and amaze audiences. Spectators will be able to watch the performers on two giant screens inside the stadium, eliminating a delay problem on the stadium's main video screen that organizers say was irritating to some audience members in previous shows. So with the stage set for a night of music and fireworks, producers say they're excited about what's in store for spectators. Reporting from Romney Stadium on the Utah State University campus, I'm Matt Jensen with Utah Public Radio.